We love cake so much we decided to make it a full-time business. For me, Sammy.
And me, Bronya.
Join us on our journey of discovery as we meet fellow cake professionals, artisan cake makers and home bakers who will give tips and advice on the Business of Cake Making podcast, glitter included.
Follow us on Instagram and listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean or wherever you listen to your podcast. Sign up to our newsletter and visit the blog at daisycakecompany.co.uk. Happy Easter Monday.
Yes, happy Easter Monday.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Someone's already tried to have me. That sounded really wrong. So someone's already tried to catch me out today. So I work with a man that's a rower. He does rowing. He was meant to be in the race before the boat race yesterday, but he got cancelled because of river conditions or something. And he sent me a picture saying, someone spotted a shark at Hampton Court. And then I'm like... Yeah, it's April the 1st.
That would have been quite funny.
Yes. And I nearly actually messaged you and go, oh, but it's not tidal down there. That's a long way to go. And I was like, no, step back.
I wonder if anyone else got caught out.
Yeah, that'd be quite interesting. Yeah, has anyone else been had so far? I did also see that Ant and Dec are changing their career choice.
Really? And what are they
going
to do?
They're going into catering. Apparently, Ant is going to be a great pot washer.
Okay.
So there you go. Right, so go on.
What are we here to talk about
today?
So
this is quite an impromptu. So we're doing a live and we will be late. So this will be up on all our podcast channels at about 1 o'clock-ish. And we're doing live because we've been really disorganised the last 2 weeks, haven't we?
I don't think it's that we've been disorganised. It's that we've been really busy.
Yeah, we have been really, really busy the last 2 weeks. So we haven't recorded. So we thought we'd just do it on the hoof and get it done. And so
we're going to do... Which is quite nice.
Yeah.
A bit different.
Do it live.
Live.
It also means that we can't faff about and go and shut doors and open windows and have cups of tea and all that sort of stuff.
And hopefully the dogs won't be at the door.
Yeah, we just have to be dedicated to the cause. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
And I do look really tired. I've just noticed because I've just...
You're beautiful.
I've just made the screen bigger and gone, oh my God, I look tired. Anyway, it is what it is. So we're going to talk about what we've been doing because we have been really, really busy over the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
And what we've been doing and because it's all quite interesting business-wise, I think.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
So I was the main organiser of a stylised wedding shoot, which was on Wednesday last week, which had a kind of a sustainable feel to it, but also a traditional feel because I managed to procure a venue called the Brickworks Museum. And
is that where they used to do the roller disco?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they've got a big hall there.
So, is it down
Swanwick? It's in Swanwick. It's not in town.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's not where I thought it was in this one.
No. Yeah, okay. I know what you mean now. She does events. She has a company called Event Themes. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to mention it to somebody at a wedding fair that I was at because I did loads of wedding fairs.
You did loads of wedding fairs.
Yeah. She said, one of the florists said, you should contact this lady. She's got a venue and she wants to do a shoot to promote her premises. So I contacted her and she was up for it. And I said, our theme is sustainability because we had recycled wedding dresses from the 60s, 70s, 80s and 40s as well. Funny enough, we didn't use that dress. But anyway, I digress. But Jody from Event Themes sorted the venue for me. She did the wedding decor.
I told you you needed a stylist and a...
My gosh, it made such a difference.
Yeah.
And we had a photographer and videographer who was excellent.
Oh, so the photographer did both?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was a bit of everything
right
going on there. We sorted the clothes, the models, accessories, things like that. And of course I supplied the cakes as well. But it was quite difficult putting it all together, making sure you've got the models, have the models got lifts.
Yeah.
Is there food on site? Were there mirrors on site?
Yeah.
I got a traditional wedding dress from the bridal mill in Botley.
Right.
And this dress was exquisite.
Oh, is that the one with the big train?
Yeah. But because of where we were, I was absolutely conscious that the dress might get dirty.
Yeah.
So I had to follow her around with a sheet for her to walk on. And she was not allowed to move anywhere with her dress on the floor. So these are all things that I hadn't considered when setting up the shoot. And the photographer as well, we talked about it previously in another podcast about getting people who understand what you want.
Yeah.
And everybody came together. It was like we were just really comfortable.
Oh,
and the clothes we had were quite out there.
Yeah.
There was a kind of a different look, quite sustainable,
yeah,
a bit edgy,
yeah,
a bit emo, a bit steampunk. There's a bit of everything in there.
Yeah.
So we had to make sure we covered all those bases.
Wow.
And we did, and it was brilliant. And then afterwards, things that you don't think about is tidying back up after
you're getting out.
Getting out on time because
did you do any outside? Because you were talking about going outside.
Yeah, oh my god, the weather was atrocious when we turned up.
We have had monsoon Easter, haven't we?
It was torrential rain.
Yeah.
And it was as if the clouds cleared. We'd been there for about 2 hours, torrential rain. We'd had to back our cars in to unload them.
Yeah.
And the skies just cleared, and there was about an hour of outside shots, which again, because it was a museum and there were there was old machinery, old steam roller type things. There was even a guy there. Oh God, what do you call it when the man who makes the horseshoes?
Oh, blacksmith.
There was a blacksmith there working as well. So they were able to incorporate those into the pictures.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day. And
long did you have, like, shooting?
Well, we got there at 10,
right.
And Jodie wanted to get away by 3, so I told everyone we had to be out by 2:30.
Yeah, good plan, Stan.
Yeah, because they were quite arty, quite some of them, and on an arty timeline.
Yeah. I like that description, an arty timeline. Yeah. Chilled, laid back. Oh, we just do this and we feel like it. Yeah. Like, go.
Yeah. But it was phenomenal. I would do it again.
Right.
I learned lots of things. but you also have to account for taking all the stuff that you've used back to the shops as well. Because I got a wedding dress, and the wedding suits as well were supplied by Charles Gale. So you have to incorporate all of that into your shoot and everything. And when you create your WhatsApp group with all the suppliers in it, you should get them to put all of their Instagram names in the description, so that every time you want to talk about them, you don't have to scroll through.
Yeah, and find out who they are. Genius. So
it's all in the description.
Genius.
Which is very good.
So what are you doing with those photos now?
We've decided to use them on websites, social media, that sort of thing. And if they want to use them in magazines or anything, they can, as long as they list all the suppliers and everybody that helped out.
So everyone involved gets the gallery and chooses which ones they need. And
yeah, and I've already seen the photos and they are magnificent.
Something.
One thing I would say is because I was quite busy with work over the last month as well, so I thought it would be quite quiet and that I'd have plenty of time to make these magnificent cakes.
Yeah, that never year plan, does it?
No, but I'm really happy.
Were you pleased with your cakes and how they looked? And
yeah.
Because, I mean, after all, that's why you set it up, was to showcase your cakes, wasn't it? So.
Yeah. And so I have a young girl working with me at the moment as work experience.
Work experience. This is genius. Anyone that can get work experience, we've had work experience kids before.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, this is a girl. She's a friend. She's the daughter of a friend who lives in France. Mm-hmm. So she's actually a little bit older than normal work experience. She's 18.
Oh, because usually our work experience we had at the shop were like 15, 16.
Yeah. But she's absolutely brilliant. And she was one of the models on the day at the event. She was the one in the long train.
Yeah.
She's been such an asset, and I'm going to be so sad when she goes back home on the 11th.
So that's quite a long time you've had her.
3 weeks, because it's a different system in France.
Yeah.
So they do 3 weeks worth of work experience.
See, I don't think they do a lot of work experience in the UK anymore.
No, I don't. I'm not sure they do.
Which is such a shame.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we had work experience kids in. Generally, they were people we knew or were family or friends, things like that. But it was always nice having them in, wasn't it? Yeah. It was always good.
It was always for 4 days, wasn't it?
Yeah, about a week. You remember we had that one bloke, one kid, and he never came back?
Yeah. Oh, no, that was before my time, but you've told me about him.
He was really lovely. We were really lovely to him, but he had very definite ideas of what he wanted to do and how he should do it. He never came back one day. But he was in a wheelchair and he had an AED machine. And it wasn't until he turned up that they said, oh, this is where his AED machine is. And that kind of, I was like, should you not told us that before he started?
Yeah, because he had a spiral staircase.
Exactly. So anyway, he only did a couple of days and then didn't have, I think it was too much for him. I think whatever illness he had, it was too much for him and he didn't come back. But we had some lovely.
Oh gosh. Yeah, definitely. And one girl even came back as just to help us within the shop because she enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. But so what's she been helping you with? What's she been doing for you?
Apart
from modelling. She's going to go back and go, my experience was modelling.
So in France, she's doing a pâtissier course. She is going to teach me how to do macarons, and we're going to practice some of the things that she has to do in her exam when she goes back.
Nice.
Eclairs and things like that. But she's been helping me with making sugar flours to build up my stocks. She's done baking. She tidies like a queen.
Really?
She's brilliant. I gave her the ideas. She designed the cake.
Wow.
And I made and covered it for her.
Yeah.
And then we worked together for her to decorate it.
Wow.
It was exquisite. Yeah. Real benefit to the system.
So if you can ever get a French exchange student, do it.
Yeah, well, she's had to live in with me as well. So, but that, she's a friend of the family. I've known her since she was little.
That's so good, though. So, so good. Yeah. She's going to go home with so much experience as well. Perfect. She's going to go home, living within a family. That's quite a difficult thing to do. So she'll have that experience as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and my last thing is I'm going to go and look at a camper van this afternoon because I'm going on my French tour in October. I'm going to do all the same things that I've got planned. I'm going to go to Belgium. I must contact her actually to let her know my plans. But I'm going to also see about converting it so I can sell cakes from it.
Yes.
Not on my French tour, but I have a few events booked. And last year I did an event and my gazebo blew away, so I don't want that to happen this year. So I'm just planning ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, we used to have a camper. We had a 1970s Volkswagen camper van. So we weren't touring anywhere in it. I think top speed was about 45, 50 miles an hour.
Mm.
It was always really good. What was amazing was you drive along the road and you'd always have an open road in front of you. but then you look behind and there was a stream of traffic trying to get past you. Yeah. But in front, it was amazing. But yeah, we used to sell, we never sold it out of the van, but so we had like a canopy and we sold it just to the side of the van. We had a tea urn as well. You remember we had like a tea urn?
Yeah.
We used to sell teas and coffees. And it was really, really lovely, right up to the point it got burnt down. It was really lovely. Yeah.
We've got a theme going because my shed burnt down.
Yeah, I suddenly got this phone call to go, could you come home? Camper van's burning down. I'm like, oh, my God. It was okay. It wasn't okay, but it got taken away and it got reused. Someone was going to do it up. So someone was going to do it up and use it as a holiday let type thing so people could rent it. So it didn't go to the scrapyard. It did get used again. But it was lovely. Having a camper van is such good fun.
Yeah,
such
so liberating. But my main reason for getting it is because of France.
Well, yeah, because you were going to sleep in the back of your car, weren't you? So if you can sleep in your bed.
Yeah.
Okay. And also it's the little things like you can make a cup of tea.
Yeah. And I can take my bike and put the dogs in the basket on the front and just cycle everywhere in theory.
Yeah. And so you can make a cup of tea, you can have a wash.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a car, you've got to go, right, how am I going to have a wash? Have I got to get the camping stove out?
I can put graphics all over the van as well.
It's going to be amazing. It will be absolutely amazing. And it is so good because if you're doing like fairs and markets, you put all your toot in the van. Yeah. Put all the toot in the van and then, it's just easy. Yeah, it's just so easy.
I've got one more thing I want to say. So I'm going to be moving.
Yes, you are.
Yes. So Mark and I...
That's soon, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
May, end of May. Wow. So Mark and I are sadly splitting up, but we're friends, busy mates. So I'm going into a smaller apartment.
Yes.
In Southampton.
Good luck with that.
So I've got all that going on as well.
Yeah. So in terms of, have you thought about how you're going to lay out your kitchen and everything yet? Or is that just...
I'm going to be fine.
Right.
Because
it's all open plan, isn't it? Isn't it? Like kitchen, living room, all open plan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I can fit everything in.
Right.
So apart from just a few tins, and cake stands, which I will have to.
Cake stands. There's things like that. They take up so much room and you use them once or twice.
And as we always say, there's so much stock that you keep that you don't actually use.
Yeah.
So, and there is stuff I've had here for the 3 years we've lived here that
it's never been out.
I've never used. So I'm going to sell all of that now.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a storage unit, or actually we're clearing it out tomorrow. After 4 years, we're cleaning out the storage unit.
Oh my gosh, you're down in Southampton then?
Yeah, tomorrow we're popping down. We've rented a van. Everything's going in the van. We're coming back. We're closing the storage unit. That's done.
Wow.
I know. 4.5 years we've had that storage unit. It was meant to be like we move and then we move it up here and then COVID happened. Yeah. But I went and got a load of cake stuff out of there. And this is all stuff that I kind of went, oh, yeah, I'm going to use that. And I have used some of it because there were things like, oh, I've really missed that. Honestly, 70% just went to the tip because it wasn't even very nice because it'd been sat in a storage unit. It was like you open the box like, because even though it was clean and sanitized before it's put away, it's like,
no,
you do have, we all have a lot of toot. Have a clear out every so often. It's very healthy.
Yeah. But very, very what healthy. Else have you been doing?
Well, so I've gone viral.
You have. You have. Oh my God. You're a superstar.
So yeah, so I've gone viral. Start at the beginning. I've got a shed. So I've got this cake shed, which I think we should do an episode on at some point because it's been a fascinating thing to do. It's really, really interesting. It's actually, I would say, one of the most fun things I've ever done in my business because you make cakes, you put it in the shed, you walk away, you don't have to see anyone, you don't have to deal with anyone. You bake what you like and you put it in there and you take it all out and it's lovely. So I've got this cake shed. Which I'd started to put, the reason I got the idea from it was from an Instagram account in America called The Pink Crumb. Go follow her. She's really lovely. And she has a cart that she wheels this cart out every so often, fills it up and then walks away. and that's it. So I was following her and I was literally looking at how she was doing her Instagram. And I thought, this is a really good model that she's got here. So I kind of started to change things because it gave me a focus for Instagram that I could, I had a new thing that I could talk about rather than this is a pretty cake. This is how I make buttercream. It was like, it gave me focus on what I was doing. So I started to do some Instagram posts that were getting probably 20, 30,000 views, which I'm like, oh, this is good. This is great. And then I got a message from Environmental Health that said, please, can you call me? So mm-hmm. I called them and I went, I know what this is about. And she said, yes, we've had a complaint about the cakes that you are selling from the side of the road. And I'm like, right, it's not the side of the road. It's about a metre away from my front door. And I remember when we were talking to Natalie Stanton, the safety expert?
Yes.
Right. She said, the EHO, what the EHO wants to hear is that you're confident in what you're doing and that you're doing it right, but you're confidently doing it right. And I thought, I know I'm doing this right. I know what I'm doing is right. And that really resonated in my head. It's like, be confident. Don't crumble, be confident. So I was chatting to her. I'm like, yeah, so I package everything up. It's all heat sealed. I don't leave anything overnight. She said, so you don't need to, you clear it out. And yeah, nothing's left in there overnight. It's got doors on it that shut with a magnet. It's not by the side of the road. It's by my house. And so I went through it and she went, I can't see anything wrong with what you're doing. She said, I'll go back to the complainant and tell her that I'm quite happy with what you're doing. And so then I put a post out on Instagram, which I kind of knew was going to be a little bit
ruffle.
Yeah. So I put a post out on Instagram that said, I've been invited. Someone reported my shed to Environmental Health. Now what? And so then I did a caption saying what had happened and why I was continuing. That post has had 6.3 million views.
No way.
yeah, and it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And let me see if I can find the post because it's – and the thing is that when a couple of people comment, as soon as they comment, then it starts snowballing. So let me go and see how – it's had, oh, it's 6.6 million views, 2,600 comments it's wow. had. And the thing is that someone will then put a comment and then someone will reply to that.
Yeah.
And then a little mini fight goes out and then it gets put to more people. But what that then gave me was other things. And I'm like, oh, this is quite good because this is controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the controversial side of it that got the views.
The most.
But it's showing that what I'm doing is right and it's selling my product and it's selling what I'm doing.
Yeah. And selling it safely.
Exactly.
Well, which is what the concern is.
Yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. I'm not just someone that's set up a business really quickly, shoved a shed on the side of the road and put a bit of cake in it. But then I had other comments like, surely it should be in a fridge. So then I did another one about it should be in a fridge. Yeah, it's gone mad. It's gone absolutely nuts. So on the 2nd of March, I hit 2,000 views and I was really, really 2,000 followers. And I was so delighted by my 2,000 followers because I've been rumbling around 1,800 for a year or so. And I was really happy with my 2,000 followers on March 2nd. Today, on April the 1st, I have 16,600.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
And that's just from that one post. So I've had two posts now. So one that's gone over 6 million, one's gone over 1 million. So
I mean, that's incredible.
And it's just cracking the algorithm. It's just cracking that one thing to get that one post. But I have to say, I had a real bout of imposter syndrome when it started. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when it started going up and up and up, I'm like, well, who the hell am I? Why am I getting all this? Why am I getting all this? Are people going to be expecting more from me than they've got? And then also because it's about my shed, people know where I live. And I'm like, oh, people know where I live. And I'm like, they're not going to come to my house. But in my head, I was like,
yeah,
I was a bit conflicted.
Mm.
Oh, pull me big girl pants up. I've got over myself now. I'm fine. I'm all right. It's fine.
Good. Good.
But yeah, it's.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you've got an Instagram account that you're like, oh my Christ, this is how do people cope with this many notifications and this many messages, and how do they deal with it on a regular basis?
Have you turned your notifications off?
My notifications have always been off, but it's that when you go into the account and it pops up at the top, you're like, oh, I've got 700 comments.
I'm so happy for
you. So that has been my thing. But the shed is amazing. The shed is so good. The shed is such a good idea. Mm. And what the shed has allowed me to do is purchase my product of the week this week.
Oh, wow.
So anyone that suddenly finds themselves with an Instagram viral post, first of all, shit yourself. And then kind of go, no, this is fine. It's just social media. It's nothing more than social media. These people don't know me. So I've had a lot of comments from America talking about the FDA, which I think is the food. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry. It's like our environmental health. People saying to me that, you know, it's got eggs in it. They should be in the fridge. Things should be in the fridge. You should be using gloves. That's another one that I got repeatedly. Why are you not wearing gloves? But it's got cream in it. That's
Food
that's what's
and Drug Administration.
Yeah, FDA. So it's like our environmental health, I think. Mm. I think that's what it is. Yeah. And I think a lot of people have been going, but what happens when it gets hot? And then a lot of people from the UK jump in and go, we're in the UK. Have you not seen our weather recently? Hasn't stopped raining for months and months. But all these things is giving me food for thought to address for other Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Now what I need to do is decide what I need to do with this. I mean, what I have done is I did another post about changing baking with butter to oil, because in the UK we have to put labels on everything. So all our pre-packed stuff has to have labels on it. And I use a baking spread. I don't like using butter in my cake. I use a baking spread. And the baking spread has got like 15 ingredients in.
Yeah, there's so many ingredients in
it. So you're putting that on an ingredient list with all your other ingredients. So I changed from using the baking spread to oil. And I did a post about that. Who knew that was so controversial?
Really?
Seed oils. Seed oils. You shouldn't eat seed oils. They're so unhealthy. And I'm like, it's cake. How healthy do you want to be with cake?
Yeah.
But it's given me another round of comments that I
could use.
Yeah, but I never knew that that was ever going to be quite so controversial. But because I put a recipe on that, I then sold books.
Huh?
So it's not just about getting followers. Whilst that's wonderful, incredible.
Brilliant.
I've got these people that follow me. It's also about actually sales. And people have come to the shed. They've driven to the shed. They've driven to my cake shed to buy cake because they've seen it on Instagram. And that's the purpose of it. It's not just to be famous on Instagram. It's actually we're businesses. I want to make money. End of the day, that's why I'm here. And that's how I want to continue.
Wow.
Jules now thinks I should be tapping for sponsorship and sponsored posts. So that's my next job, learning how to do that, because I don't know how to do that. Never done that.
That could be a future episode, because I have been on my product of the day collating things to do with sponsorship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've done a lot of reading around it, but never actually done it. So I've done lots of reading.
This is something that we both need to do.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So now I've got an audience. Past the 2000.
I've got a DPD van driving by and I'm like, are they going to knock the door?
Is there anyone else in?
Yes, but it's Easter Monday.
They're all in bed. Yeah, all in bed.
Yeah.
But the shed is lovely. The shed is good. And it's really good fun. It's really, really good fun, because I just bake cakes. I package them up.
Yeah, you can see you're really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's no...
You've found a niche that's really good for you.
And I'm lucky because of where I live. I'm right on the top of the down, so we've got dog walkers going past every day. I do advertise it on Facebook groups, and I've noticed that... So this weekend, it's been stocked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then today. I put it out on some Facebook groups on Friday and got lots of sales. Didn't put anything on Saturday and only got a couple of sales. put it again on Facebook yesterday and it got lots of sales again. So the advertising is instant with it. Mm. I mean, it's a come and buy cake from me. Oh, you have. It's quite an instant thing.
Yeah. Whenever I put a product out on the app Just Eat, it goes within half an hour.
Yeah.
And I get the people who come and get it is, I've been waiting for you for ages.
Oh, really?
It just came. Yeah. So I think people
are
probably aware and they're just waiting.
Yeah, they're sat waiting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it stopped
today. Everyone loves cake.
Everyone loves cake. Everyone loves cake.
Well, most people.
Only weirdos don't like cake.
Yes.
I'm highly suspicious of anyone that doesn't like cake.
Ooh.
But yeah, so that's my 2 weeks.
Excitement, yes.
Yeah.
So shall we do product of the week?
Yeah, shall we do it? Go on.
Are you doing it as well then?
No, I've just had a problem with throat. I was coming out in sympathy.
Okay, so it's time for a live product of the week, product of the week, product of the week. So I'm going to go first because you've already told me that yours is a biggie.
Yeah, mine is
a
biggie.
Mine's a tiny one. So quite often in the morning I get up, I like to lay in bed for half an hour and I do my emails, things that I can do.
Just do you do all that bit in bed? That's quite nice.
Yeah, just little things.
I sit on my desk, I come out, sit in the sunshine.
My dogs are really lazy. They won't let me get up.
Oh, okay.
And then,
whereas my dog is like, can I go chase squirrels?
Come on, yeah. So I use, I'll write a list for the day. So I'm a paper and pen girl. I love to write lists, but I don't have a pen and paper by my bed all the time. So I have a little app on my phone. Now, I know lots of people have phones now. The majority of the world has phones.
Yeah.
And you all have a notes app or something that you can take notes on.
Yeah.
And mine is called Keep Notes. And it's absolutely brilliant. I've got one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I can just go in and alter them because some of the things that I do are the same. If I'm going to go to B&Q, oh my God, I just go in. And I know there's a talking function, but I haven't worked that out yet. So I could go.
See, my husband, Jules, does everything talking on his phone.
Yeah.
He does text messages, everything. He'll talk to his phone. I can't get the hang of it, but he does everything.
I'm kind of 50-50, but I can't work it out how to do it on my notes.
Right.
I've got a little section here about sponsorship that I've been collating. Like if I think about a podcast to do, podcast on monetary things and business. So I've got, my France trip. So I've got all these little sections and then I can just go in and
is it a free app?
It's free.
Wow.
Yeah. I think each style of phone, like if it's an iPhone or an Android, they have one that's attached to your phone. Anyway.
See, I use Microsoft Notes. Mm. So I use the Notes app on Microsoft. And like sometimes I use it and then I forget and I don't use it and then I'm like, oh, I've got that notes app. But maybe I need to get into the habit of using it more often.
I use it all the time. Shopping lists, so I do like writing a shopping list, but I'm forever leaving it at home.
Yeah.
But I'll have my phone with me, put it in the phone, go to your shopping list and there it is.
Do you not find that? So I have an issue with shopping lists that run my phone that I'll be walking around with my phone and it keeps turning off and it annoys me.
Oh, my shopping lists aren't that long.
Okay. Because I write a shopping list. You see, ironically, I write a shopping list and I stick it in the case in the back of the phone.
Oh, right.
So it's with me with my phone, but it's still very analog.
Yeah.
Still very analog with it.
Okay, so I'm excited for your product of
the week. So my shed, my shed's been going a couple of months now. And it's been like bumper money that I've had. So it's not stuff that so this is money that I've then put aside. But I've done lots and lots of analysis. Like, who am I? But I've done lots of analysis on, you know, hourly rates and that, what I meant. But anyway, so all this money is extra money that I've been putting aside, and it allowed me to buy myself a new oven.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Oh, my oven. I am in love with my oven.
Yeah, because so the old oven wasn't...
Well, so it. I had this, the old oven is practically new, but I bought it and it's really, really cheap. And it was like a rotisserie oven and it had a top and bottom heat. And anyway, don't ever buy a rotisserie oven. They're rubbish for baking. They're not accurate enough for baking. So I went, and all my cakes, I kept burning the tops of raw cakes. And I can't tell you how much cake I threw away. And I'm like, I've had enough. I've had enough. So I bought a proper professional commercial convention oven. And it's
It's amazing.
It's just incredible. So the internal, so it's a Blizzard. I'm looking at it right now. It's a Blizzard BC01. So it's quite basic. It has a temperature gauge and a timer. That's all it's got on it. It's got nothing fancy, no hot holding or anything like that. But it's the internal dimensions are about the same size as a domestic oven, probably a little bit longer, but same width as a domestic oven. It has two big fans at the back.
Sexy.
And you open it, it's just like it roars as you open it. It has room for four shelves, but by the time you've got cake pans in, it's so I'm using like two or
three.
That's
handy for cupcakes, though.
Yeah,
but you don't tend to do.
But also, it can do like tray bakes. I can do four tray bakes.
Yeah,
I can fit four tray bakes in. Yeah, it cost about £480 delivered. So it wasn't cheap. But my other option was to look at like a freestanding. And that was my other option, was to look at a freestanding cooker. And as you know, my cake studio is like about 2.5 meters by 2.5. So it's tiny. I've got a teeny tiny cake studio. To put a freestanding cooker there would have taken up too much space.
Yeah.
And I'd have had to have got new tabletops and because everything's stainless. I've got stainless steel tables in here. So I'd have to have got a different stainless steel table and moved everything around. Whereas this fits under one of the tabletops. And it's lovely and I love it so much.
I'm so happy for you.
It's just like, and it's just, it's wonderful. And it's like I can bake again. Yay!
Yeah.
So I bake a cake layer 25.
And doesn't it make a difference when you know that what you're using isn't going to give you stress?
The stress levels have gone right down. Because I would put a cake in the oven, then I'd sit and stare at it and I could see it wasn't baked 40 minutes later because it was still wobbly. But then it was like really browning on the top. I'm like, but I can't take it out and I can't.
No.
And because it had a top and top and bottom heat source, I didn't know which one to turn up and which one to turn down. And oh, it drove me mad. So this, I put a cake in the oven, 150 degrees, 25 minutes later, bish, bash, bosh, it's done.
Bish, bash, bosh.
As easy as that. So yes, that's mine. I'm very happy about it too.
I'm very happy for you as well.
Right, so we haven't had many people watching us today, but if you have come along and watched, we thank you very much.
Yes.
We will get this episode out today, but it's Easter Monday. You're all chilling. Clocks changed yesterday. You're probably all still asleep.
Yeah.
I love
clock change. I wish they didn't do that.
I
do
love
you?
Yeah. Especially this one because it makes it lighter in the evenings. This is my favourite day of the year. Or yesterday was, because it's light, suddenly lighter in the evenings and I love it. Mm. Absolutely love it. It's my happy, happy time now. Spring, light evenings. Yeah. Mm. So yes, please come and like, review, share.
Dance.
On Instagram, we're at The Business Cake Making. Everywhere
Spotify.
Else. Spotify. Come and look at our website, daisycakeandco.com. Review us, please. Shout outs would be great. If you've got a friend that you think would love to listen to us, please let them know.
If you've got any questions.
Yes, because we did a Q&A just before our break. Mm. Love a Q&A. Love a Q&A. But yeah, please come and chat to us. We are very chatty people. We do chat back. And we would love to hear from you.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.